USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know, but I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 3 points, the Nasdaq up 22 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Another escalation involving Iran, the president telling reporters in Washington, D.C.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down. And was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo with a message regarding religious liberty. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Pompeo speaking at a summit on protecting religious freedom at the State Department.
We're all in this fight together. You can be sure that the United States will be out in front defending the God-given, unalienable right of all human beings to worship as they choose.
Pompeo has a message for everyone who chose not to attend this year's summit.
We hope too that those of you who chose not to be here will reconsider your decision next time and find the courage to stand up for freedom every day and always.
Pompeo also spent some time touting the administration's recent success in getting Turkey to release American pastor Andrew Brunson, who was caught up in mass arrest following a failed coup attempt against the Turkey government back in 2016.
The latest now on actor Kevin Spacey and his sexual misconduct accusers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
They're just dying to have me declare that everything said is true and that I got what I deserved.
Spacey, in a video he posted shortly after this case began a year ago, in which an 18-year-old Massachusetts man accused him of groping him at a Nantucket bar in 2016. Prosecutors said Wednesday the accuser is no longer willing to testify against him. The case against Spacey began to break down when the alleged victim's cell phone, considered key evidence in the case, supposedly went missing. Spacey still has a long road ahead of him, though, given the number of allegations and accusers that stretch back more than two decades. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.